Kof Gimel Tammuz, Friday the 29th of July, Rabbi Shmuel Wolf, Pinchas Zu Eliyahu.
There's a well known that Eliyahu Hanavi, what it says, Medrash, is really Pinchas, is a continuation of Pinchas. That's very well known. As we've mentioned before, Pinchas Eliyahu. So the question is, there's a Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara tells a story that one of the Amiroim met Eliyahu Hanavi in a Beis HaKvaros. And he asked him a few shailas, the halacha, this halacha, that halacha. Various halachas he asked Pinchas, he asked Eliyahu. So he answered him. Then he turned around to Eliyahu Hanavi, he says, but Eliyahu, if Eliyahu zu Pinchas, Pinchas is a Kayan. What's a Kayan? He says, v'lav Kayan umar. Mr. Kayan, what are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros, Mr. Kayan? So he answered him, no, because Kivrei Akum, the Kvaros, the Kvarim of Goyim, are not matami ba'oyel, midiraisa. Not matami ba'oyel. It means you can't touch a mace, but oyel di mahil, to just go over a goyish mace, is there's no tumma midiraisa. So therefore it was okay, it was allowed. But the question is, posh the kasha. Kasha is, if Eliyahu Hanavi, he went, the shamayim, he turned into a malach. He's not a physicality. None of us, I mean, I don't know, maybe you guys here, but I'm still waiting every Seder night. I'm hoping for this Gilui Eliyahu. I sit there and the kids watch and we shuckle the table to make the wine move a bit. But Lemaisa, it doesn't, I've never seen him. So he's a malach. A malach doesn't have halachas. A malach has got halacha of Hilchas Tum of Atara. Yeah, Bishleim, if it be Taka, a person. Okay, but he's not a person. He's a malach, which reveals himself every so often to various Chashuvim and Grace Sayyidin, but he's only a malach, he's not really a person. So Mehechatesa, he should have to keep Hilchas Tum V'Tara. That's the Ha'ara. And the proof to this is the following. The Raya is, because the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kibbutz Shurim brings down from the Piskim Arai, one of the earlier Mefarshim, that the wife, what's the halach of the wife, what's the status of Eliyahu Hanavi's wife? Eliyahu Hanavi's married, let's say, assume he was married. Now we know someone dies, so the Misa is Mati, his wife. His wife now is she can marry somebody else, she's an almana. What's the status of Eliyahu Hanavi's wife? Died. What's the status of his wife? So he brings a drosha, a special drosha. The Pasuk says, Eishes Re'ehu, you mustn't live with Eishes Re'ehu, your friend's wife. Not allowed to live with Eishes Re'ehu. It says, Eishes Re'ehu, your friend, V'loi Eishes Malach. Not the wife of a malach. Oh, is a raya, Eliyahu Hanavi's a malach. So Eliyahu is a malach. So why is it that he has a halacha in Chastum V'tara? Eishes Re'ehu V'lo Eishes Malach. His wife is mutter to marry anybody else because you're not. That's the kasha. So the Emes Elkid, there's a lot of ha'oras on this because if there's a drosha of Eishes Re'ehu V'lo Eishes Malach, you could make this is a kasha Rabbi Chanan asks, you could make the same drosha Eishes Re'ehu V'lo Eishes Meis. Any person who dies, his wife should be mutter because it's just right. So why did the Gemara has a special drosha? The Gemara in Kiddushin that Gimel tries to find out whole riyas that someone dies, then his wife is mutter, allowed to get married. How did someone die, his wife is allowed to get married? We know that riyas carry on even after Misa. If someone's married, then let's say his wife dies, he's still not allowed to marry her mother. Sister, yeah, but mother not. Things remain after Misa. So perhaps Ishus remains after Misa, perhaps. So then tomorrow, yeah, special drosha. So, Choras Akasha, what do you need a special drosha for? Why is it worse than Ishus? Ishus Re'ehu V'lo Ishus Meis. Look, that's Akasha. Okay. But upon him, we see that Eliyahu Hanavi is a malach. And if he's a malach, why does he have to keep Hilchas Tum V'Tara? There's another Akasha. We know Eliyahu Hanavi, Mitzvah Hashem, will be the one to come and tell us about the Geula. He'll be the Mevasa to tell us that Mashiach's coming. And the Gemara says, Eliyahu Hanavi can't come on Friday, because Friday we're busy preparing for Shabbos, Eliyahu Hanavi's not going to come. And he can't come on Shabbos, says the Gemara, if we hold Yesh Tchumin Lamala Me'asorah. That means that Eliyahu Hanavi coming from Shamayim, right? He's coming from Chutz L'Tchum. So how can he come from out of the Tchum? So it depends, there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether above 10 tefachim of the ground does Hilchas Tchumin apply or not. Yesh Tchumin Lamala Me'asorah or Ein Tchumin Lamala Me'asorah. It's a shayla in the Gemara. So camp. So the Gemara says the mice, if you take on the Anov, you can't come on Shabbos as well, because Yesh Tchumin, that's one Shai, one said, if we hold the Tchumin exists, Lemala Me'asora, Tchumin exists above 10 Tzvachim, so Elyonovi can't come because it's coming Chutz L'Tchum. In the Shai, Elyonovi is a Malach, has to keep Shabbos. He's a Malach, he's not a person. Okay, so Efshe he does. Efshe, FLPK, maybe nevertheless, even though he's a Malach, he still has to keep Shabbos. Let's say Malachim have to keep Shabbos. Lomazon. Oh, we're going to come to that. This is what we're going to come to. Right, we're going to come to this Nikud. Is the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel? I don't mean the Shin of Aruv. I mean the there's a Litvish Sefer Divrei Yecheskel from the Erev of Shivas, pre-war Shivas. He's got another kid, got a whole Simon and Hilchas Erevin, and he asked also this kash. He asked the kash like this, as Elyonov was saying, can't come on Shabbos because can't come Chutz L'Tchum. Now we know. Take a little bit of Hilchas Erevin. The basis of Hilchas Erevin is, I'm talking about Eruv Tchumin now, not Eruv Chatzeres. Eruv Tchumin, come Chutz L'Tchum, is the halacha is, you can't come Chutz L'Tchum if you are what's called Koina Shvisa. That means you had a place before Shabbos. And then you can't, but that's your place where you were before Shabbos. Shabbos came in, and you can't go now more than 2,000 amas in any direction, unless you make an Eruv Tchumin, you can't move more than 2,000 amas. Because you can't go out of your what's called your Mokoyim Shvisa, where you were when Shabbos came in, that's your Mokoyim, that's your place, and then you've got 2,000 amas in any direction from this Mokoyim. So the question is, like this, Eliyahu Novi doesn't have a physicality, at least before Shabbos when he's a man, we'll see, yeah? He doesn't have a physicality. So how's he Koina Shvisa? How does he have a place? He doesn't have a place, he's not a person, he's not a mock something, he's not a physical entity who has a place to say, right, this is his place, and he can't go out Chutz L'Tchum from that place. He doesn't have a physicality. One kasha. Second kasha, there's a Tosfos in Erevin, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos says, because it's a big shaila, water, rainwater which came Michutz L'Tchum. It rained, so that clouds came Michutz L'Tchum on Shabbos, and they rained here. Can I use that water on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Because it came Michutz L'Tchum. There's a whole raid about it in the Gemara. Again, to say it depends. If Yesh Tchum in the Ma'ala Me'asara, then you can't. If Ain't Tchum in the Ma'ala Me'asara, you can't. So in the Gemara, the Tosfos says it depends where the rainwater comes from. You see, if it's sucked up by the clouds and comes across, it's come Michutz L'Tchum, come from the Ukainus, it's come from the sea, gone into the clouds, moved across and come down. It's come Michutz L'Tchum, maybe. Tosfos says, one said, if the water comes from the Rokia, somehow there's water in the atmosphere, scientifically, you'll have to get somebody else to explain the exact details, but if some water comes Mirakia and then goes into the clouds, so Tosfos says, Ein Shvisa Barakia. There's no places in Rokia in the heavens and the skies right up above. So therefore, there's no Mokim for Kinyan Shvisa. So the water's mutter. The water comes from the clouds. If you hold the water from in the clouds came from Rokia, came from higher up, and was distilled into the clouds and then dropped the rain on us, that water is not considered as having come Michutz L'Tchum because in the Rokia, there's no specific mokum. You can say it was Koina Shvisa in that mokum, and it's come away from the mokum. It doesn't exist. Okay. It's Mele Frek, the Divrei Yecheskel. I've got Shvei again, Eliyahu Novi. What's the problem, Eliyahu Novi coming Chutz L'Tchum? Yeah, the Gemara says he can't come on Shabbos to tell about the Geula because coming Chutz L'Tchum. What's the problem, Eliyahu Novi coming Chutz L'Tchum? He wasn't, even if you're going to say he has some sort of, he can be Koina Shvisa, but there's no Mokoyim to be Shavis in Rokia. He's coming from Shemayim, he's coming from heaven. There's no place in heaven that that's his place and he's coming Chutz L'Tchum. As I've been stating to us, that if you come, water which comes from the sky is not considered as having had a specific Mokoyim that it was going out of its Mokoyim Shvisa. So really, the Kasha is back square on Eliyahu Novi, what's the problem coming Chutz L'Tchum? Is there a Tshuva in Chasim Sofer? I'll show you a Tshuva in Chasim Sofer. He also asked this Kasha, as Ein Shvisa Berakia. Then he asks a beautiful kasha. We've all been to Bris Mila on Shabbos, yeah? So, we all stand there, and we're all hoping for this kibbutz of Kiseh Shel Eliyahu. We're all hoping maybe this time will be my lucky day. We'll get Kiseh Shel Eliyahu. No, it's Shabbos, yeah? So what's the moil? Is any moilim here? No? So the moil says, Zeh Kiseh Shel Eliyahu, Eliyahu Manach HaBris, Emoid Limini Lesamcheni. Eliyahu Manach HaBris, stand next to me and help me do the Bris Mila. One moment. How did Eliyahu get here on Shabbos? And don't tell me just he came before Shabbos, because there's a bris, the other city, a few miles away, of course, been there as well, was earlier. So how does he get here on Shabbos? What's going on? Yeah, as if it chasm sefer. How did Yahweh not become on Shabbos? He's coming chutz l'tchum. And the Gemara says he can't come on Shabbos to talk about the Geula, chutz l'tchum. So what's the difference? Is the chasm sefer's cash. So the chasm sefer touches a bit on your point. There's another cash, another nekuda. The minig is, I don't know you guys, I come from the frozen wastes of the north east of England, and Nachta Motzei Shabbos is in the middle of summer. We're boshing a bit earlier now, but it's 11:24 until you get back home from Mariv, right? And then you've got to sit down and have Lamalka. So I'm sometimes mavata on the singing of, you know, Eli Anovi. I'm mavata on singing Eli Anovi, Eli Tishu. But the emes is it's a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. In Simon, in Erechaim, Simon Reish Tadi Hei, the Ramah brings down, you should mention Eli Anovi on Motzei Shabbos. Why? And that's for the minute comes, we have a whole Zemes Miris of Eliyahu HaNavi. No, what is the Indian? It's Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham explains, because Eliyahu HaNavi can't come Friday, and he can't come Shabbos. Oh, the first opportunity Eliyahu HaNavi could come and tell us about the Geula in Motzei Shabbos. So maybe we mention Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, it's not the Chasam Sofer. So what's the pshat? Can't come on Shabbos. So we've just said, it depends, he's a malach. So if he's a malach, why can't he come on Shabbos? Same, the same aura. What's his union? Agav, I just saw before I was looking over this halacha, very interesting, the machzah shekel, asakasha. Because we paskin, lemaisa, we paskin halacha lemaisa, tell you an interesting halacha, we paskin ain't tchumin lemaisa miyasa. We paskin that isn't tchumin lemaisa miyasa, that's the halacha. So what's the problem? And Yohan Novi, what's his problem? So he's in a Shlikul Torah. He says, because it's a Sophic, whether Yesh Tchumin Imanu Asor, Ain Tchumin Imanu Asor. Yeah, whether it's Tchumin above town. Sophic Rabbonon, the Kula, so we're Mekul. Because we don't know. But Yohan Novi does know.
Yeah.
So Yohan Novi, he knows it has to be Machmir. Yeah? It's like Ansaray, the devils want Yeshivish, because Sophic Rabbonon Lahakil, there's a, in the Shev Shmaitzah brings from the Zeir Rakiah, who says that Sofet Rabban Lahakul means not pshat, we're allowed to make it. The Rabban never made their din when there's a Sofet. So, then you don't have to make it. Yod doesn't have to make it either. He didn't make it when there's a Sofet. It could be steak and a dinner is different. That's right. All right, I'll go upon it. Comes again the Chasam Sofet and he says, you were Muram as well. He says, Eliyahu Novi has two bechinas. He can come in two ways. There are two ways Eliyahu Novi can turn up. Two ways he can come. He can come as a Malach. He can also come. And he can also come as a physical entity. How does that work? So I can't explain this, Rabbosai. I don't know. But I'll tell you what he says. He says, Gan Eden, there's two Gan Edens. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll all find out about Gan Eden, hopefully, in the fullness of time. Yeah. But there's Gan Eden Ha'elyon in Rukia, and there's Gan Eden HaTachton. The Gan Eden in this world, which is where Adam HaRishon was, don't know where it is. Eliyahu HaNavi left his body in Gan Eden HaTachton. Took off his body, the coat, the cloak of his neshama, and left it in Gan Eden HaTachton. And then he went up to Shamayim. And when Eliyahu HaNavi comes back down to do his various messages in Olam HaZeh, sometimes he comes as a malach, he comes down like a malach. And sometimes he puts on his guf, puts on his guf, and he comes as a physical, as a person. Yeah, that's the Shtek Chasam Sefer. The Arz of the Beirav, Rav Leib Gurvitz, the Chazan Levracha, brings that he heard from the Ponim Sharov, the Chazan Levracha, it's in Yevamos, this piece, he said he heard the same thing, same idea from the Ponim Sharov. Ponim Sharov said, we all know, you've seen the Gemara says, Teiku. Well, that's a Kasher, Shaila, what to do? Teiku. So what's Rosh HaTevis of Teiku? Tishbi, Yetarets, Kushyois, Ve'iboyos. Tishbi is Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu. Tishbi, Eliyahu HaNavi will answer all, he'll explain everything. We sometimes find, the Gemara says, Moshe Hamaniah, in Hamafkin, the Gemara says, you've got a machlokes is two people, whose money it is. Yeah? So we say, Yehei Munach, Ad Sheyovei Eliyahu. So what's the difference? Look, Ponish Rav Meir. He says, the halacha is, Torah loy bashomayim. If a malach, we've got a shayla in halacha. And dying, whatever, was on a bonim of the town, will say, the Rav here will say, this is the halacha. And a malach will come and tell you, I'm sorry, you got it wrong. Really speaking, the halacha is like the other posuk. The halacha is Torah le'bashamayim. You don't listen to the malach, you listen to the rov. Because Torah le'bashamayim. So how can Eliyahu HaNavi stop telling us halachas? Yeah? Tish be'yataretz, kushyos be'yaboyos. How can he do that? The teretz is, When he comes down to Tishbi, Yah Tishbi means he's putting on his physical, his guf, and he's now a person. Oh, he's a person who can tell us halachas. Masha'enkein, if he's not a person, he can't tell us halachas. Eliyahu, Yehimunach, Achayovay, Eliyahu, as Eliyahu now becomes, tells us the facts. He's just telling us the facts are, it's Sienna's money. He's not passing out locha. He's telling whose money it is. To tell us whose money it is, even Malach can do that. Why not? So maybe there's Zok, as Zok, as Zok, as Zok, as Zok, the Chassan Sofa, he goes, everything now is for comfort. Let's go through. He says that, first let's talk about in the Beis HaKavoros. I told you at the beginning, he was there in the Shaila Beis HaKavoros was, he was passing halachas. They're asking him halachas, and he paskin various halachas. You're paskin halachas, then you can't be a malach, because a malach can't paskin. Sorry, let's hear it, but so it must be that he put on his guf. Oh, you put on your guf, you're not a malach. You're not a malach, so you've got to keep Hilchas Tum V'Tara, if Pinchas Zu Elio, yeah? He's a Kohen, he's got to keep Hilchas Tum V'Tara. Again, Elio Anovi, if Elio Zu Pinchas, so he's a Kohen. So if he's paskening shaydas, he's going to have to come with his physicality, because if he's a malach can't pasken shaydas. A malach teira leba shamayim. Just stay there, you keep out. Yeah? We'll talk to our rabbonim over here, and we'll get the psak din over here. We're not talking to malach. So if Eliyahu Hanavi is coming to pasken a shayla, must be that he is. He's coming down as a person. He's putting his, going in to get Eden HaTachton, getting on, putting on his overcoat of his neshav, his guf, and paskening a shayla. Oh, you're a physicality, bizdoch a mensch, you're a person, Eliyahu Zu Pinchas, and Pinchas a kohen, you've got to keep halachas. The same thing is about talking about the Geula. The Gemara says, when he passes about the, comes to tell us about the Geula, interesting, we need Dayonim Smuchim. You need to have special Dayonim Smuchim to paskin. Knossos, all halachas, yeah, Dayan who's Musmuch. How do we get Smicha? We don't have Smicha today, proper Smicha. So it comes, Eliyahu Anovi, it comes from Pinchas, who's Musmuch, May Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's going to go to the Beis Nagod of Yerushalayim, and he's going to do smicha on the Chachamim. Ah, he's going to do smicha, so he's going to be. He can't be a malach. He's going to have to be again like a rov to paskin with his smicha. He's going to have to put his guf on. He has to put his guf on. Oh, but he can't come chutz l'tchum. Now he's got a physicality. He's a person. He's not a malach anymore. He's not a malach yesterday. He's a malach, got no kin, not a kinyan shvisa. The guf's got a kinyan shvisa in Gedeinat, wherever it is. He's got a kinyan shvisa in Gedeinat Tachton in this world. He's coming with his guf from this world to paskin hashayin, to do smicha. And then, Ebazoi, the halachid, I'm sorry, he's coming with his guf. You've got a problem with chutz l'tchum. What about a bris milah? What about a bris milah? What were the words we said beforehand? The question was, how can you come to a bris? What were the words? Malach habris. Elio, we said the difference. Elio is when he's Tishbi, is when he's a guf. Elio is when he's a malach. Elio, malach habris. A malach can come chutz l'tchum, no problem. When he's coming, you tell us halachas. Turn over Shemaini. You can't tell us halachas. If turn over Shemaini, you can't tell us halachas, but a malach. You're going to have to be. You're going to have to put your physicality on. Oh, you're best a mensch. A mensch. You've got to keep Hilchas Tchumin. Keep Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Tchumin V'Taro. Masha'enkin, where he's coming? As a yo, Malach HaBris. And what do you mean? As a Malach, isn't it? Right? Shalom Aleichem. Yeah. We say Shalom Aleichem to all the Malachim. Friday night, we sing Shalom Aleichem. And they go off. Malach can keep. Doesn't have to stay. But Malach can keep Hilchas. So that's the answer to this shayla. Maybe it's over. Zoi, now, come to Chazak. Yeah, the Chassam Sofer asks a very interesting ha'orah. We've got a few more minutes. The Chassam Sofer asks a very interesting ha'orah. He asks, why don't we sing Eliyahu Hanavi on Motzei Yontif? Motzei Shabbos, Eliyahu, yeah, the whole thing song, if we have time, let's say. On Motzei Yontif, there's no makor anywhere to sing Eliyahu Hanavi on Motzei Yontif. So the Bach says, interesting, the Bach says, because on Motzei Yontif, you sang it during for the Motzei Shabbos before. So Motzei Shabbos is during the week, Yom Tov during the week. So you sang it on Motzei, the previous Motzei Shabbos. It lasts for a week. So I say it's like the back. Yeah? Pardon? Yeah, so that's Motzei Shabbos. It's okay. Yeah. I don't mean Motzei said the other way around. I don't. Okay. Yeah, there is a bit shver the Bach, because the whole reason why we sing Eliyahu Hanavi on Motzei Shabbos is because he couldn't come on Shabbos, but he couldn't come on Yom Tov either. So you've lost the last week, last Shabbos. In the Chassam Sofer is a beautiful idea. Pardon? Shabbos also one day. Yeah. So listen to this, Shabbos. So the Chassam Sofer is a chap. He had like this. says as that we paskin that you can go, there's no problem of tchumin, there's no problem of tchumin if you come on the sea. The sea is, if it's more than 10 tzvachim above the from the karka, from the what's called from the seabed or the riverbed, then you can, there's no tchumin, no problem of tchumin. Yeah, on a, if it's a ship going on the water, there's no problem of tchumin. So Eliyahu Navi left his body, his guf. He's come, the whole problem is coming with his guf. Let's tell about the gula. So he left his body in Gan Eden. We have a river in Gan Eden. There's a river in Gan Eden. And all the rivers and seas are all joined together somehow. You'll find a, yeah, like the tube map when you come to London, you know. So, but you'll find a way around. Kids say, go on the sea, and you'll find a way. Oh, but where does he have to go to? He has to go to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim doesn't have any, it has a few springs, it doesn't, it's landlocked. There's no river. The only river is Megichon, which Chizkiyahu HaMelech blocked up. Oh, so got a problem. So how's he going to get to Ganei? How's he going to get to Beis Din HaGadol B'Yerushalayim? No problem with Chumim. He'll come from Ganei, pick up his body, he'll pick up his guf in Ganei HaTachton. He'll take his guy, go on, I don't know, he'll swim, I don't know how he'll get there, he'll go on the Yavim, on the Horos, and he'll get all the seas and the rivers, and he'll arrive, and then, oh, there's a problem. He's stuck now in Megichon. Listen to this. Said the Chasam Sofer, what's the problem with Megichon? You've got to blast your way through the blockage of which Chizkiyahu HaMelech blocked up Megichon by Yerushalayim. So what's the problem? Boina. It's a boina. Listen to this. Tosfos says in Shabbos, at Tzadi Gimel, Tosfos says that the Issa boina, we know boina is a melacha deraim, one of the Yifalamates melachas. Awesome. Look, the boina on Yom Tov is only Issa drabanon of Uvdutacha. Why is that? We know the halacha is that melacha, this is a tell you, Tosfos. Because we know the halacha is that any melacha which is mutter, the tzerech echol nefesh on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do chuk on Yom Tov, tzerech echol nefesh. So just like you're allowed to do any type of melacha which you can do, the tzerech, mitoich shehutra le tzerech, hutra le tzerech echol nefesh, hutra shele le tzerech echol nefesh. That midiraisa, any malacha which you're allowed to do for eichel nefesh purposes on Yom Tov, you can do even for not eichel nefesh purposes. That's the halacha. Midiraisa. Yeah? What's the malacha? Where do you find boina, which is mutter? How do you find boina for eichel nefesh? You know what I'm saying? How do you find boina for eichel nefesh? Tosa says, you know, yes, I tell you, it's a megabe, making cheese. What's the issa of making cheese on Yom Tov? On Shabbos. Is megabin boina. You're making, taking the curds, and I don't know what you do exactly how you make cheese, but you build the whole, make a cheese out of it. The malach is a tilda of boina. Tilda of boina. Oy basai, but it's a malachas eichel nefesh. You want to make cheese on Yom Tov, it's allowed. Is mitoich sheh utra le tzorech eichel nefesh, boina is mutter, building is mutter le tzorech eichel nefesh, is over the utra sheh le tzorech eichel nefesh. So you'd be allowed to do binyan. So a boina said, if you want to go build yourself a palace on Yom Tov, mutter. Scary, so you should take it to Jesus. It's awesome with Rabban. It's awesome Rabban, uvda the chel, go and start binyan, put your overall on building on Yom Tov, you're not allowed. Yeah, chas shom, don't. But midiraisa is mutter. Before, doesn't have to keep all the drabonons, maybe, I don't know, big chilish, doesn't have to keep the drabonons, so Eliyahu Navi can come on Yom Tov, because the whole problem of getting to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov is, he has to break through the blockage of Megichon, which Chizkiyahu HaMelech blocked up, no problem, he can blast it out, I don't know, he'll do it, Eliyahu Navi can make a miracle, and he'll get rid of the blockage. I'll be over Melechus Boina. No, there's no Issa Boina on Yom Tov. Mitoch Shehutra Letzorech Echol Nefesh to make cheese. Hutra Shehutra Letzorech Echol Nefesh. He can even do Boina. Shehutra Letzorech Echol Nefesh. Ayanovi can come. Beinah Zok Lechas and Sefer. That's why we don't see Ayanovi on Motzah Yom Tov, because he can come on Yom Tov. We kid.
He's Boina, he's Oilers.
Pardon?
It's not Boina, he's Oilers.
It could be tzerech to actually run through to be right. Urban Islam, if it's soisa, not boina. He said chayka guma is boina. If it's a tikkun, it's
going on. Mashiach is supposed to come on Pesach or Sukkot, so he's not a malach. How can he come?
On Yom Tov? I mean, like a roich malach hamor. You're saying roich hamor was it? That's a drabonon. I want to tell you one quickly. Something a vot on the set of what quickly on this inyan. That's the component. So we haven't seen Eliyahu Navi has two mahalchim. Either he's a malach or he's a person. When he comes as a person, in his physical state, like you said beforehand, then there's a problem. So Ba'emis Ataka had a horror now, because what will be Eishes Elio when he comes back down, he puts his guf on, so now he's a person again. So what happens to his wife? I don't know. So it could be that Eishes Mace. I don't know. It's a problem. If he's putting his guf back on, he's coming, he's here. He's got to keep halachas, so does he get remarried? I don't know. Is it Kedushah's pocket? I don't know. It could be low.
A new creation.
A new creation. So if it's a new creation, then why is it Kohen?
Matan Taylor was also like that.
The Nifka the Kiddush. Oh, so there's a guy. Okay, I'll go upon it. Let's do it quickly, but a couple more minutes. A very interesting, I just saw brought down from the Maram Shik, a beautiful, beautiful idea. What's this Indian of Pinchas, Eliyahu Pinchas? What's this Indian? It's a beautiful idea. It says that, the Gemara says, a very interesting Gemara, in Chagiga Daftalad on base, the Gemara says that there was a story that the Malach HaMoaz was instructed to get, to bring a certain lady to you know, end of her life, bring a certain lady to Shomayim. And unfortunately, he got the wrong one. Reminds me of a story. There was an old dentist in Manchester when I was a kid, an old Yiddish fellow, and he was giving tips to another dentist, and he said, "You know, many years ago I took the wrong tooth out." So he says, "What do you do?" "Oh, I shoved it back in and took the right one out." So took us up. I don't know. So the kids said, "This is the Malach HaMoaz has got the wrong customer." He said, "Shaila, should we reinstate it?" Bought them a nefesh. Wrong one. Shaila, so the Gemara says, once she's here, Vai says you're better off in Shomai, you can stay. So the Gemara says, "What do you do with this lady's years?" But she was going to live longer. What do you do with her years? So the Gemara says, a very interesting Gemara. Mara says, if there's a Tuvim Rabbanon, a Talmud Chacham, who's Maveh al Midoisov, he's Mavata, he does things which are against his Teva for Kavod Hashem, will give those years to him. We state in the Gemara. Says the Maram Shik, we see from here that any person who's Maveh al Midoisov does something against his natural instincts, Kedei for Kavod Shomayim, he gets extra years, we're going to give him extra years, and that's interesting. Dr. Murdy. Pinchas, look in the Tanya Unison, Pinchas came to kill Zimri. Zimri was doing an Aveira. The whole of Shevet Shimon was standing there. Can you imagine? And they were on Zimri's side. The Sakonis of Foshas. Pinchas was shaking in his boots. Yamamish is a tzitzrin, it's a mamish. But he was miskaber, kvod shamayim, and he went against his natural instinct. You've got 24,000 people there standing here, baying mob about to kill him, and he went against his natural instincts. No, and he killed Zimri, and the Ness happened, etc. So he went against his natural instincts. So therefore, he should be zeicher to extra, where the extra years come from. There were 24,000 people, Nebuch died, at the end of last week's Edra, but Magefa of B'nai Shimon. If all those 24,000 people, even if they only had, says Maram Shik, 1 year left to live, that's 24,000 years. That's a chat. Yeah? Pinchas Zu'elio was a chat. Where did he get his years from? He got his years because he was Moisa Nefesh to go against his natural instincts. In which case, any spare years flying around, he gets them. They all had to get killed early because they were buried. So those years of the Maram Shik go into Pinchas. It's Pinchas Zu'elio. So Mele, he laughs. That's for how Pinchas could live at least minimum 24,000 years. So we've got plenty of time still. That's Pinchas Zu'elio.